We're dinking around with Eddie and Webby. Dinking around with Eddie and Webby tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, how's it going? This is Webby, not Eddie.
And I'm Eddie, and this is our 60th Dinking Around.
Aw, yeah, and this is our milestone 60th episode, and we've been wanting to change things up a little bit, kind of freshen things up, if you will, and can't think of a better episode than number 60 to bring you the new and improved Dinking Around with Eddie and Webby.
That's right. Some of the things that we're going to be focusing on are keeping it more tight, concise. For right now, we're going to do pre-recorded, not live. And I think it's going to lead to a better product because we have some really cool topics and segments that we're going to be doing across the board here. But before we get into any of that, I do want to give a big shout out to our friends over at Volaire Pickleball. If you guys want some incredible pickleball paddles or incredible pickleball gear, you definitely need to check out Volaire.com. And when you do, you can use coupon code PB for life to be able to get what, Webby?
You can get 10% off your order.
That's right. Not only can you get your hands on some of the best pickleball paddles in the game, but you can also help us out as well. And we definitely appreciate it. We also appreciate our relationship with Volaire Pickleball.
That's right. You can get a nice deal for yourself and help us in the process. I mean, what's better than that?
I think the only thing better than that would be to do that while having a beverage. Do we have a new segment that we want to introduce here?
We do. And to introduce a segment, I'm going to tap the segment button right here.
What in the world is in that drink? What you got in that drink?
Oh, yeah. What's in that drink?
That's right. Webby, why don't we go ahead and have you tell us what you be drinking tonight?
All right. Well, I already have it poured in my nice Eddie and Webby pint glass, and today I will be drinking an Old Faithful. It is from our friends at New Belgium Brewing, and that is Fat Tire Ale. Oh, yeah.
Gotta love Fat Tire. And Webby, I got to tell you, this is actually kind of funny. We did not plan this, guys. I'm drinking Fat Tire as well, but look, it's the old Fat Tire before they had their recipe change.
Nice.
I'm a fan of both, but it's nice to go back and enjoy the old one there. So cheers, my friend.
Cheers.
Big thank you to New Belgium for being a big part in the pickleball world and Fat Tire, the unofficial beer of pickleball.
That's right. And I feel like this is perfect. And like you said, we didn't plan this, but you got the old version of Fat Tire. I got the new version of Fat Tire. And this is the new version of Dinking Around with Eddie and Webby. It's quite symbolic.
It is symbolic. And if you guys are enjoying a beverage while watching us or listening to us, go ahead and throw it down in the comments below. Let us know what you're enjoying. We would always love to hear that from you.
That's right. But I think it's time to get to our first segment of the evening. This is something that's going to be a regular segment moving forward. Should I tap the button?
Tap it.
Now it's time for Memes of the Week. Yeah!
That's right. It's time for Memes of the Week. So each week, Eddie and I are each going to scour the internet and find our favorite meme of the week. And we're just going to play it, react to it. Should be a lot of fun. This first meme comes from what I think is one of the all-time greatest accounts in pickleball on the internet. And that is, of course, Memes of Pickleball.
So here we go. Oh, my. Oh, no. I hope she's okay. She just said she's okay. Wow. She was going
she's
for the
okay.
perch and then got out of there. Then the ball came flying back at her. She's not going to love this.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation.
I love it. Oh, man. So good. You got to love memes of pickleball. I think that is like one of the greatest things to happen to pickleball is the memes of pickleball account.
I totally agree. And there's pro players are such good sports from letting that kind of content go out there, but that was pretty funny. You saw Anna Bright do it. I've done it before. I've totally bit it on the court, and it's embarrassing. But when you see pro players do it, it's almost better when you see them do it, because I mean, you would expect us to, right? We're just a bunch of clumsy amateurs, but they're pros, and hey, they fall too, you know.
Yep, they're human. They're just like us. They make mistakes as well, and wacky things like that happen to them as well. I have definitely bit it many times on the pickleball court, so I can relate. I could feel Anna's pain.
Oh, I know. It's just, you know, Jilly B, man, she's probably like, wait, that was my thing. That was my thing. Now Anna Bright's taking it. Give it back.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, memes of pickleball, the timing, the comedic timing of blending those clips with movie scenes or things from television shows and stuff. It's classic. I love it. So bravo, memes of pickleball.
Well, Webby, I got to tell you, I got another great meme creator out there. You might have heard of him before. We have had him on Dinking Around before. And that is our good buddy over at Tropical. And I just got to play this video because when I saw this happen, I laughed, I cried, I felt every emotion that you can possibly feel. So let's roll it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the lab. We got Carlos Delora, Alex Newman, DJ Hung Like a Horse Young, Zane Navratil, a little bit of dinking back and forth in Austin, Texas. A little bit of training out of the air. Ooh, big roll. ATP defense. Newman for the dive. Yeah! Oh, no. Something hurt. He has hurt withering and pain one more time.
Oh, my God. Webby, can you feel it? Like,
pinched his dick completely off. Withering away in pain. Look at that. Plank position. Off. Carlos, though, some reason celebrating, doing a little dance. Zane is looking absolutely confused.
Oh, no.
Withering away in pain. He comes over, checks on him, but absolutely, he was dancing a second ago, doesn't really care. Newman was, DJ Young, a little smelly, looking at his shirt. Zane's trying to not hold in his laughter because he's penisless. And Carlos over here doesn't know what's really going on. Alex Newman was not circumcised. Now he is. Tropical, come on.
Oh, man. Love it. Gotta love Tropical. So good.
He's so good. Man, I mean, I could feel the pain from Alex on that one. That hurt really bad. But I love how Tropical signs off of every one of his videos that he does. It's so can you imitate it?
Tropical, come on. That was bad. That was bad.
That was close. That was close. It was almost close as good as your Morgan Evans impression, but
you know. Morgan Evans. I'm Morgan Evans. Yes.
Guys, I hope you like it. That was memes of the week. If you have any memes that you want to have us review during Thinking Around, go ahead and send it over to us. You can post it down in the comments below. You can email to contact@eddieandwebby.com. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, all over the place. Just go ahead and send it to us, and we'll make sure that we review it during a future episode of Thinking Around. I hope you like that new segment.
Yeah, super fun. I'm looking forward to doing this on every episode moving forward. Hope you guys liked it as well. But now it's time for our next segment.
Now it's time for Topics of the Week.
That's right. We're talking about Topics of the Week. Usually Webby's going to pick a topic. I'm going to pick a topic. We're going to talk about it. But we have a very special guest that we want to bring on here to you. And that is going to be our conversational topic of the week. Webby, do you know about this whole breaking pickleball thing that is it's been in the works here for a little bit?
I do. I've seen some posts online, and it definitely sounds very intriguing to me.
That's right. It is a documentary, but I don't want to tell you my thoughts about it. I want the creator, the mastermind behind this documentary, to come on and share everything with you. That's right. I'm talking about none other than the CEO of Jigsaw Health and Orchard Pickleball, Patrick Sullivan. Patrick, how are you?
I am doing great, guys. Eddie and Webby, what a pleasure to be with you. And I have my cohorts with me, Monk and Lola, sitting on the bench. We're here in Arizona shopping for Ashley's birthday. And really, you said I was the creator of Arizona Pickleball League and Breaking Pickleball, but truly the inspiration, like most of our good ideas, comes from my wonderful wife, Ashley. the co-creator of Breaking Pickleball.
Yeah, we always figure that most of the good ideas definitely come from the significant others. I know that's the truth with me as well. So, Patrick, why don't you tell us what is Breaking Pickleball? Where did it come from? Why did you do it? Just lay it all out there for us.
The inspiration for Breaking Pickleball was when Ashley and I, about a year ago, were watching Welcome to Wrexham, the story of Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney buying a Wales football club and trying not to lose $10 million on it. So Breaking Pickleball is a sports documentary, a docuseries, actually. And as I say in the trailer, if we absolutely crash and burn with the Arizona Pickleball League, then we may as well get it on tape. And this is that tape.
Well, speaking of the trailer, why don't we go ahead and share that with you guys right now?
A lot of things wrong in the world. Pickleball ain't one of them.
It's fun to feel good. Fun to feel good like you should. It's fun to feel good. Fun to feel good like you should.
We have five total teams. There are four spots for the playoffs.
It's that unpredictability, guys.
Pickleball gives that to you again. You get to feel that competitive edge like you haven't felt in a long time.
I want to be the best. I want to be the best player in the world. I can't get chills even saying that, dude.
To succeed, you have to fail a lot of times.
Pick it up in your corner. Come on.
It would genuinely be so cool to win season one.
If we absolutely crash and burn with the Arizona Pickleball League, we should at least get it on tape.
Wow!
This is gonna be epic.
It's fun to feel good, fun to feel good like you should. It's fun to feel good, fun to feel good like you should. It's fun to feel good.
What a shot by Michael Boyd.
First finger wag of the night.
Nice. Well, I'm a huge fan of documentaries, and it's about time somebody finally did a really good, high-quality documentary about pickleball. I keep hearing rumblings that people are going to do them, but I'm glad that you guys actually did it. So I'm very excited to watch the full series.
And you got to watch a little bit of one and two. What do you think so far, Webby?
I did. I was lucky enough to get a sneak peek at the first two episodes, and I got to tell you, I thought it was great. Each episode, the way it ends, it makes me want to watch the next one ASAP. So I feel like after we end this interview, I think I'm going to go ahead and continue watching. I'll probably binge watch it all before I go to bed tonight just because I love it. But man, it's awesome. It's got good drama. The production value is top notch, which I feel like we can all always expect top notch production quality from the Jigsaw Health crew. But yeah, I'm loving it so far, man.
Well, and your cohort, Eddie, was part of the reason that helped the production crew be so damn good, because he was the lead technical producer of Tuesday Night Pickleball, the subject of the documentary. In the documentary, we dubbed him AKA Florida Man, though. So There's a few mess ups as well, but we included those. Don't worry, Eddie.
good. I'm happy to hear that.
I am so excited for this to come out. Actually, last night we attended a theatrical premiere of Breaking Pickleball with all of the cast and crew. There was, I think, 96 people there. Wow. And we rented out a local movie theater. Everybody was sitting back, watching themselves on the big screen, eating popcorn. And I would say that the thing that I enjoyed the most is that everybody laughed at the right places. This is not a comedy, but there is some humor. And everybody laughed in all the right places. Also, they laughed in places that I didn't necessarily expect. And I think it was because of the sort of infectiousness of the room and of the momentum that's sort of happening as you really binge watch the whole series, all six episodes together. Thankfully, we did provide an intermission, but it was such a fun time. And I was doing post-game interviews, if you will, on the red carpet. You can find all of those on Orchard Pickleball's Instagram today, I'm sure, or at least some clips of that. And I would end every interview with the question, okay, on a scale of 1 to 5 stars, with 5 being the best, what did you give this? And I think our average rating was like 6.2. So better, almost better than Ben Johns's duper.
Oh, that's great. So I have heard that making a documentary is probably one of the most challenging pieces of film to put together. The ratio of how much you film versus what comes out in the final product is like astronomical. One of the great things that I've always loved about working with you, Patrick, is that you have a vision. It's crystal clear. You don't always know how you're going to get there, but you always find a way to be able to do it, right? It's like you can get to New York. You can get from New York to LA with just the headlights 100 feet in front of you. You don't have to know every little step along the way, right? What are some of the things that stood up?
Amen.
What are some of the things that kind of stood up for you as far as challenges or unexpected turns that this whole process has taken from your perspective?
I love that question. I love that metaphor because, yes, that very much is me. And, you know, 54 weeks ago when I said, you know, if we absolutely crash and burn with the Arizona Pickleball League, we might as well get it on film. That was a sincere statement because I was like, even if it doesn't work, I know that this team is going to turn even a failure into something interesting and enjoyable and fun to watch. And I think that that is probably a life lesson that we can all absorb and adopt. Today I had lunch with the co-producers and co-editors and the director of photography, Cole Uphouse and Corey Malkin. And we just really enjoyed the lunch, talking about what went well, some of the really clutch decisions that were made during the editing process. And Cole said something. He was like, you know, to other people, there were some decisions that we made, and I don't want to give any spoilers, but there were some decisions that we made that I think people were like, oh yeah, that was obvious that you would do it that way. But to us, having going through the process with 200 to 300 hours worth of footage, trimming it down to just 3 hours in a 6-episode docuseries, you really have to make a ton of choices. And I'm so glad that we made the choices that we made because it lent itself to being a, I'm just going to tell you what the spoiler is because it's more interesting that way. Okay. So in episode 5, the playoffs, we were struggling to deal with like, okay, we're happy for the two teams that won. They get to go on to the Orchard Cup, but we're struggling with how to handle the sadness of the characters that lost, the people that don't get to go on. And so we made a calculated decision in episode 5 to have essentially 2 send-offs and 2, like, it almost kind of ends on a little bit of a downbeat. But you'll see at the very end of episode 5 how we sort of re-energized and cliffhanged, is that a word? Then episode 6 for the Orchard Cup. Yeah, it is now. It's in the lexicon, baby. So, you know, Webby, when you're binging it tonight, you'll now watch that with that perspective of like, oh, it's obvious that they would have done it this way. Hopefully you'll say that. But it was not obvious in the editing room until we made that creative decision. And there's a couple other decisions along that path that when you have 200 hours worth of footage between interviewing, between moments that you're like getting people driving their car, practicing. And then Corey said over 100 hours worth of footage of games, matches alone that he had to go through. And that's from different cameras, all the different angles, all the different mics. It was so, so much work to figure out what do we keep and what do we cut.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you know this. I've had a video production background since I was in high school. So since the late 90s, I've had a video production background. So I know a lot about the whole process that goes into shooting and editing and stuff like that. And just the first 2 episodes I've watched, I've just been blown away at how meticulous everything has been with how you guys piece things together. And I totally understand how it goes with all the footage that you guys had to record, because I mean, just one day of Tuesday Night Pickleball, that's hours of footage just from the match. That's not even including all the interview segments that you guys got and following people around preparing for the matches and stuff like that. And it's just, I feel like I wish people knew more about what goes into video production, because I think people would appreciate what you guys did a lot more. Because I just, after the first two episodes, I was just like, wow, a lot of work went into this and they did an awesome job. And I just, yeah, I'm super, super excited for you guys. And I've loved what I've seen so far. I'm excited to watch the rest.
That's awesome. I wish everybody, I wish every high schooler would spend a year working in a restaurant. I think they would have the same kind of empathy for the people that service our food when we go out. Then I also wish every college kid had to run a business, because, wow, there's so many things that you learn about running a business, and you gain a lot of empathy and really a lot of admiration for the businesses that succeed and figure out a way how to create a great customer experience so that they get paid and they can pay their employees. And it's funny, similar thing with editing video. You know, we're all so used to just scrolling through the infinite scroll of TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, what have you. And it's very rare that I think we reflect on how much time the artists put into trying to capture our attention. And so we're super proud of the work and of the shots. I would love to say, I think Corey said there was 75 different musical tracks used. Jeez. And I think that the music is the thing that really, of course, you know, I'm DJ Pickles. So of course I'm going to have a little something to say about the music, but I think that the music selections and the way it's edited to the music really moves it along and just captures the spirit and the essence at like all the right times. So I'm so proud of Cole and Corey for leading that charge. And really, RJ and Cam, our two audio engineers, get a ton of credit for working with some super difficult audio. People screaming into a microphone is not easy to deal with, but like some artistic choices that they made and just really creating a great vibe. It's so cool to see it all come together. Last thing I'll leave you with is, like, it's funny how many people have watched either the trailer or sneak peeks of episode one, episode two, and they'll say to me, like, this is better than I expected. Like I expected it to be good because Jigsaw's team always has produced such good creative work, but this is like a lot better than I expected. And part of me at first was like, should I be offended? Or I think what I realized is that, like, everybody has seen Hollywood productions, so we know what to look for. But not everybody knows someone that works in Hollywood. So to see people that you know creating, like, Hollywood-like production quality, you're like, holy crap, they actually pulled this thing off. And I say that as I'm, like, shaking on my camera because I have no tripod and I'm talking with AirPods in. So the irony is not lost on me, boys.
That's great. Obviously, so much time went into this. I think this documentary is appealing to pickleball addicts and people who might not even know much about pickleball or are just getting into it. Character development, the flow of it, the drama, seeing behind the scenes, all of these things have a mass appeal to it. So, Patrick, where can people go if they want to experience the Breaking Pickleball documentary?
They can go to breakingpickleball.com and sign up to get a private YouTube link. That link is going to be available starting on Monday, April 1st. Seriously, we chose that date on purpose because it's very on brand for us to launch on April Fool's Day. And the cool thing is, when they sign up, they also get entered into a contest to win free Selkirk paddles for life. Free Selkirk paddles for life. Basically, a new Selkirk paddle every year for the rest of your life. So breakingpickleball.com launches April 1st, and you can actually scooch on ahead if you want to starting on April 1st and buy all six episodes for $20, so you can binge them all the first day if you want. But all that data is on breakingpickleball.com.
Very nice. And this episode of Dinking Around is actually going to drop on April 1st. So anybody watching or listening to this episode, it's available. Don't wait. Do it now.
Let's go.
Final question here for you, Patrick. Obviously, the documentary was about the Arizona Pickleball League. There's already been two seasons of the Arizona Pickleball League. What's next for the Arizona Pickleball League?
That is a great question. Arizona Pickleball League Season 3 begins in the fall of 2024. And part of our lunch today with the two producers, we decided we're going to be filming Breaking Pickleball Part 2.
Yes!
Nice.
That's nice. What I like to hear.
I love it.
Me too. Cole said, as long as I can sleep for the next 2 months, then I'm in.
I love it.
I said, we'll call you in June.
That's great. I'm so excited for all the great stuff that's going on with Jigsaw Health, with the Orchard, with the Arizona Pickleball League, with Breaking Pickleball. It's always great. We had you on the podcast before, and I said it then, and I'll say it again. You guys are truly passionate pickleball addicts. That's the driving force behind everything that you do. We really appreciate it. Patrick, any other thoughts you want to leave us with tonight?
Oh my gosh. You guys, I remember when I first contacted you and I was a little starstruck because this was the Eddie and Webby podcast, folks. And I was like, hey, we're this new brand. We're getting into pickleball. This would have been 2019. And I reached out and I was like, we're, you know, this little company, Jigsaw Health, and we're looking to make a splash into pickleball. Can we advertise on your show? And Eddie had to say, unfortunately, no, we don't take advertisements for sponsors. So maybe next time I'll just offer a higher rate and try and get you to say yes.
Oh, man. Well,
oh, my gosh. I love you guys, man. Thanks for all you do for pickleball to make it of the fun and enjoyable sport that we all love. Hold on. Puppies, why are you going crazy?
Uh-oh. Is OSG commanding them to keep you secure over there?
Yeah, there's a guy over there looking real fishy, and they've got their official training, so they just know how to act. They know how to go.
Love it. Well, thank you again, Patrick. It's been great having you on. Everybody go check out breakingpickleball.com. We can't wait to see what comes next.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
All right, see you, Patrick. Well, guys, again, that was our new segment, Topics of the Week. And this segment is brought to you by Close Call Replay. I want to spend a couple seconds here and just share with you, Close Call Replay is a high frame rate, instant replay, line challenge system specifically developed for pickleball by pickleball addicts. Guys, if you're a pro player and you're sick and tired of not having a good line challenge system, or you love to watch pickleball and you hate the fact that they can't give you quality line challenge reviews, we have the solution for it, and that solution is less expensive than you think. You're talking high frame rate cameras that are going to give you almost 100% certainty to be able to determine whether that ball is in or out. Close Call Replay. Tell everyone you know about it.
Closing thoughts.
That's right. It is time for closing thoughts. What did we learn today? We learned that the pros are humans just like us, and they fall down also when playing pickleball.
They do, yep.
We learned you got to be careful when you're playing pickleball because you might break your dick off. And also, pickleball finally has a really good documentary out there. I am super excited to watch the full series. It was very cool getting a chance to talk to Patrick, find out why he decided to do this. And I am super excited to watch the rest of the series.
Me too, man. It was cool to actually be a part of the filming of the documentary, being in it as well. And now to be able to see it all come together, it's incredible. You guys, I highly encourage you, go out there, check out Breaking Pickleball. You're going to be highly entertained. You're going to get some great insight into all the things that we do within the Arizona Pickleball League, at the Orchard, the level of production that's put on, the level of risk. It gets into character development. It's incredible. Go check it out, breakingpickleball.com.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. I'm a big fan of documentaries. So even if you have friends that don't really like pickleball or aren't into pickleball, but they like documentaries, I would recommend showing this to them. It might make them even get interested in pickleball potentially. And it's just awesome. I feel like it's something that was sorely lacking in the pickleball world, because like you said, it's character development. You get to learn what these teams are going through, what these pro players are going through. It's very, very cool.
I agree. Well, Webby, you know, we just had the CEO of Jigsaw Health on, Patrick Sullivan, and Jigsaw Health is a great company. They love pickleball. They're addicted to pickleball. They love to support pickleball, and we love to support them. They have incredible products. Webby, what is your favorite products from Jigsaw Health?
So I start every morning with pickleball cocktail, regardless of if I'm playing pickleball or not. And then when I'm playing pickleball, I really like the Fruit Punch Electrolyte Supreme. I drink a bottle before I play, and then I drink another bottle towards the end of my playing session, and it helps big time.
Well, if you like to stay hydrated and you like to feel good, check out jigsawhealth.com. You can use coupon code PBforLife10 to get $10 off of your order for great products that are going to help you stay hydrated. And again, Jigsaw Health, it's fun to feel good. We hope you like this new format, guys. Please let us know down in the comments below. If you do, we want to keep this short, concise, fast-paced with different segments. If there's anything that you want to be able to recommend for us, please let us know down below. And on that note, I'm Eddie.
And until next time, this is Webby, not Eddie, signing off.
See ya.
Well, we're taking a round with Eddie and Webby. Taking a round with Eddie and Webby tonight.
Oh, yeah.